And you in the red shirt, you'll be third. One, two, three.
To cut down on amount of time, I'll paraphrase the letter that I prepared.
Okay.
And try to answer your questions. My name is Dale Sands. I'm a resident of Lewis Crossing. I voted against allowing the access road through our development to North Star. The reason why I did that is because those costs of maintaining that road get transferred to the existing HOA. And with that, our HOA fees go up. There is no consideration of the aged people that are in the community who are on fixed incomes. And with those rising costs, HOA costs, as well as a reduction in Medicare and Social Security, could be forced out of their house. And I just want, when you make the decisions on interconnectivity, that you weigh those into your considerations, because that proposed initial route would have been a direct route on the Beaver Dam Road for that particular portion of North Star. I've done a little research. We are not the only state that is going through this misery. So is Montana. And in that particular case, a community was granted access with a gated community with only the restrictions of the public and encoders for emergency vehicles. The problem with that, the codes for gated communities in that area, that county, or portion of Montana were non-existent. So the new built community took a vote and will leave the gate open continuously. There was actually a court case that went to the judge, and the judge in that particular instance ruled that they had the right to leave the gate open because there was nothing in the codes for gated communities in that particular section of Montana. So in essence, they built a gate that meant nothing. So the other option is you could build the gate on the existing community, and they're responsible for it. And they could vote to leave it shut only to emergency vehicles with encoders. The problem with that is, again, you're passing the cost to build that gate back on existing homeowners.
In this case, the plan that's before us doesn't have that interconnectivity.
I understand that. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I know that there could be an appeal process. Two, I know it was taken out. I would like my verbiage put on the record. And two, I'm asking this commission to evaluate your codes on gated communities because it could create multiple problems for you down the road. Because I don't think this is going away. I think with the pressure that's being applied by the service providers with emergency vehicles, all are telling you how much it takes to get through a community. The problem is there's a quiet population out there of retired people that could be forced out of their homes with the additional HOA fees.
No, understood. I would just say that the issue of changing our code or improving our code to address that, that's for another day. That's not the subject of this hearing.
I understand that. But I'd like it to be in the record so you can move forward and not blindsided like the people were in Montana.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And it's with that, I am done.
Got it.
Thank
but
you.
It's not necessarily in the record in the right place, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. We
thank
got
you.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. 7 o'clock. Okay, who's next?